Chapter 23.
Circle Neff!
Brenwar ordered above the commotion. He stood tall for a dwarf, waving his warhammer back and forth.
Wizards, what are you doing?
Can you move?
Sasha said to Bezog.
I am all right,
he said, taking her hand.
It is you I'm worried about. Just get us over to Brenwar.
He got up, wincing and clutching his side. His robes had burning holes in them. Whatever had attacked them had rocked them, and he wasn't sure where he was. There was smoke everywhere, and it burned his eyes.
Brenwar!
Get over here, wizards!
Brenwar said.
Hurry!
They stumbled through the smoke and almost ran right into Brenwar.
Where's Ben?
Sasha said.
Ben!
Bezog didn't know who had hit them, but he could feel their energy now. It was dark and powerful. It had hurt him, rattled him. He fine-tuned his thoughts and found something.
They're not after us,
he said.
They're after Nath.
Who's after Nath?
Brenwar said. An unnatural breeze started, bowing the grass and pushing away the smoke. The horse Nath's stretcher was harnessed to nickered and whined. The smoke cleared, and Sasha gasped. They were surrounded. A group of lizard men had Ben pinned down.
I'll be,
Brenwar said. There were men in robes with rings on their bald heads, well over a dozen lizard men, and some with gray scalers on leashes. Two satyrs, one male, one female, stood with their arms crossed over their chests, in front of a really big man wearing a metal bull head. Bezog felt Sasha wrap her arm around him and squeeze him tight. Their attackers weren't here to bargain. They were here to take.
What do you want?
Brenwar said.
And make it quick. I got things to do.
No one said a thing. Instead, they all stood ready, glowering. Ben struggled in his bonds and tried to say something, but he was gagged. A lizard man held Akron. Something snorted behind them. They all jumped around.
Where in Narnum did you come from?
Brenwar said with wide eyes. The dwarf looked startled, and Sasha was distraught. A tiny woman sat atop a wingless bronze dragon with a long black tail. She was pretty, with a long strand of white hair flowing from her head. The rest of her head was tattooed like Kryzak's. Her dark robes were sleeveless, and she had a gentle demeanor about her. But her bright eyes were penetrating and evil. She leaned forward on the horn of her saddle.
I'll make this simple for you, dwarf. I am here for Nath Dragon. Stay out of my way. You live. Get in my way, you die. Do you understand, bearded one?
Brenwar huffed.
So it's just me that dies and not the rest of us.
He rubbed his bearded chin.
I'll have to think about that.
A witty dwarf,
she said, as her pleasant voice turned to venom.
Or a stupid one. Any fool would know I'm referring to all of you.
Ah, Brenwar said. So if we fight, we die. But did you think to consider that when we fight, you will die?
She said.
I assure you there is no chance of that. But if you care to try, I'll see to it your young friend over there will be the first to die.
Her eyes drifted to Ben. Bezog's mind raced to assess the situation while Brenwar delayed. The woman would be ready for anything thrown at her. He was certain of that. Just moments ago, she appeared from nowhere, and he could only assume that she'd just as easily disappear. He wondered if that was her power or the dragon's. That left all the rest of her aggressors.
What can I do that wouldn't endanger Ben?
He had some spells ready, but what help, if any, would they offer?
Can I have a moment to think about it?
Brenwar said.
I don't think there is much to think about, but why not?
The young woman said.
A moment, then. but not a dwarven one. When I say it's done, it's done. I hope Sasha remembers this.
He squeezed a series of signals into Sasha's arm, which was still hooked to his. She squeezed back.
Good. My, you are a pretty lady,
the young woman said.
What is your name?
Sasha released his arm and stepped forward.
Sasha, and what is yours?
I am Marley,
she said, flipping her white hair back over her shoulder.
And I must admit, I admire that hair of yours. It would be a shame to lose it, wouldn't it?
You seem to be doing well without it.
Bezod grabbed her arm and pulled her back, whispering,
Sasha, please.
You have a spirited woman, part elf. It would be a shame to watch her die, wouldn't it?
Certainly,
Bezog said, locking eyes with Marley. She seemed young but powerful, harmless yet deadly.
Careful, Bezog.
Marley made a short smile.
Talk some sense into your friend the dwarf,
she said, stroking her dragon mount's horns.
I have a feeling he's about to get all of you killed.
She made a clicking sound, and the bronze dragon opened its mouth. Its breath was repulsive and sour. Bezog covered his nose. Sasha's knees buckled. Marley's dragon mount raked a hunk of ground out with its claws.
My dragon hungers, and I don't think you want to see this pretty woman devoured, do you?
A parley, perhaps,
Bezog said.
Delay, delay, delay.
There's nothing to parley about, Brenwar said. We don't parley with this brood.
Marley leaned back in the saddle and folded her arms over her chest.
Interesting, wizard. But my patience thins. I've no need to parley.
She pursed her dark lips before she spoke more.
Look around you. Dragons, acolytes, and lizard men. Not to mention my finest warrior, Kang. And those satyrs are something. Now I know you survived Kryzak. Well, most of you. But you won't survive me. Walk away, and you live. Stay, and we will destroy you. One piece at a time.
It was a moment. One that splintered Bezog in two. His elven side would never give in to evil, but his human side was unpredictable. Half of him wanted to run, and the other half wanted to fight. But there was so much to consider. Sasha was in danger. Nath was too. His gut told him if they lost Nath, they'd lose everything. Sasha squeezed his arm again. Bezog stepped back and gestured towards the lizard men who held Ben.
Show some good faith, Marley,
he said,
and let loose our friend. There is nowhere for him to go.
She nodded. The lizard men cut Ben's bonds and shoved him forward. Ben fell to his knees, got up, and ripped out his gag.
Akron,
Ben said to Marley, looking at the bow.
I need Akron.
Oh,
she said, smiling a little.
About that. I can't have you leaving with your weapons, or your horses for that matter. I'll need just about everything you have on you. After all, I have to pay my henchmen and make offerings to the temple.
What?
Ben said, stepping forward. Bezog grabbed his arm.
What is your life worth, young man?
She said. Her voice became louder, and her eyes flickered with lightning.
Now, drop everything. We'll start with you, dwarf.
Brenwar, stalwart as a tree stump, didn't blink. He just stood there, with his hammer crossed behind his arms, eyeing her.
It's a well-crafted war hammer, dwarf. Perhaps it has a name?
She said.
Aye,
Brenwar said.
It has a name.
And what might that be? My warrior king is in need of a new scepter. And I think that one will do.
Brenwar tilted his head in the direction of Kang and snorted.
I call my weapon Warhammer.
He held it out with his arm.
And if he wants it, let him come and get it.
There's no need for that,
Marley said.
Just drop it.
So be it then.
He lowered Warhammer down to the ground and set it down. Head down, shaft up. His chin dipped into his chest. Marley cocked her head and her eyes narrowed.
I'm surprised. Now the rest of you.
Bezad? Renoir? Are we really doing this?
Ben said, exasperated.
Is this a compromise? What choice is there?
Bezog said, loosening his robes.
It's this or death. What about Nath?
Ben said. His voice and eyes were filled with confusion. Renoir muttered under his beard.
What is that you say, dwarf?
Marley said. She snapped her fingers. All her servants started forward.
I can't hear you.
It's Dwarfen,
Renoir said, lifting his head.
For Warhammer. In Dwarfen, it's pronounced... Murma.
Interesting,
Marley said.
And does that mean something?
Aye,
Renoir almost smiled.
In Dwarfen, it means Warhammer. We covered that already.
I don't believe you. But if you say so...
Mama,
Renoir said. He looked at Kang, who was coming closer.
Don't forget it! Mama.
Kang walked over in front of Renoir and set his scepter down. He bent over and picked up the warhammer and tested its heft. The thick muscles in his forearms rippled with effort. He turned and nodded his bull head at Marley. She nodded. Then Kang looked at Renoir and said...
Murma!
In a flash, Kang twisted on his hips, rose his huge arms up, and brought the hammer down. Marley shouted,
No!